It's time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at around 3:30. That would be now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by the PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined in the studio by Gene Bolduc, the host of the weekend water cooler every weekend on WCHL, to help us out with Kids Q today. How are you?
Well, I'm good. It's absolutely lovely outside.
Isn't it?
It's just
great.
Oh,
it's nice, right?
I've been spending some time outside this afternoon, and you know, there's a little nip in the air, but it's,
right?
This is what you want winter to be in the South.
Yes.
It's just like mid-50s.
Yeah.
You get a little, you know, your nose gets a little red. It's a little cold if the wind blows, but,
right.
You know, we were just talking before. I've got family in Chicago, and they're like, they can't leave the house. They're afraid to stand near the
windows.
Although
it is going to warm up there, too, over the weekend.
Eventually it will, yeah. But
no,
this,
it's warming up for them like it's warming up for us, but there's like a 30-degree difference between us and them.
This temporary departure from human habitable conditions outside, it's like the mail. If there's mail out there, it's going to have to wait.
You know,
it's just unbelievable the temperatures that they've seen up there. And I've, you know, a friend just came down from Minnesota, and her friends are still up there, and it's like these numbers. I mean, I saw a great tweet today that said it was never this cold when Obama was president. I'm sure he was responsible.
It was though. I remember when I was in Michigan when the polar vortex first hit. It was like 2011 or something like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
We've had a polar vortex before.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so now we've had two.
We
don't really need any more, I don't think.
We're familiar with the concept. We're good.
Let's go back to
El Nino.
We've got good notes and everybody's good. We don't
one of
and
those
by
other...
the way, just while we're discussing it, I think everybody's clear that we understand hurricanes. We just don't need to see any more of those.
Yes.
They can just go somewhere
else.
Also
good. Tornadoes. We've got a lot of science on tornadoes.
They've
we understand
made movies
them now.
About them.
Right.
Some of the classic movies.
Right.
Right.
Like Twister, Sharknado 2.
Yeah. Twister, Sharknado. Great combination, by the way. What a double feature.
Yeah.
And then wrap it up with The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
You know, I was thinking about tornado
Isn't
movies, and I forgot the classic. Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
Yeah. You know, really, when you consider how old that movie is, the special effects of the tornado itself are pretty amazing for 1939.
They kind of hold up, yeah.
I mean,
surprisingly so.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that movie on the big screen? It's like a totally different experience.
I feel like I have, but I can't remember when, so I'm going to say no.
It's hard to believe that wasn't made in the 60s when you see it. Restored and on the big screen.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
The funny thing is, for so many people watching The Wizard of Oz, because it wasn't that huge of a hit when it first came out, and it gradually became so as it kept getting re-released and re-released.
Right.
But for a lot of people, I think for a lot of probably baby boomers, their first experience of seeing The Wizard of Oz was on a tiny little TV, maybe even a black and white TV.
Listen,
where opening the door in Oz is a completely different thing.
I am the person you're speaking of. The first several times that I saw that movie was on a black and white TV whose screen in my parents' living room was not much bigger than one of the monitors in front of you. And when we got a color TV at our house and we saw it in color for the first time, that was mind-blowing,
because
that scene is absolutely iconic, and you know, we're watching it on by our standards would be a crappy black and white TV, and going, wow, so what? She opened the door. What's the big deal?
I was going to say, if you were watching a TV on a monitor that's a little bit bigger than this monitor that's in front of me, that was a big TV back then. I remember
growing
up some of the smaller,
something like that, you know, maybe 19 in our family living room.
That's what we had growing up, was like a 20-inch, I think, something like that.
I know, right? Yeah. I mean, TV's changed an awful lot in the last 30 years.
Are you ready for Kids Q?
Well, it better be about falling houses. I'm ready.
Well, you can make it about falling houses if you want. Everyone get around the radio.
Oh,
here is today's Kids Q question. If you could add a topping to a pizza that normally isn't on pizza, what topping would you add? I don't know if you can get Falling House from Pizza Press, but
whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
Yep, that's it. It's going to be whipped cream.
You had that in your head when you walked in here.
I did. Well, I probably have whipped cream in my head a good part of my life. So, yeah, and maybe a cherry. I'm going to go with a cherry also.
So you're going all the way to dessert pizza then.
I mean, that way nobody's going to bother your pizza if you have to leave the table and come back for some reason.
If there's whipped cream and a cherry on your pizza and you leave the table for 5 seconds, that thing's gone.
You're kidding, right?
Yes.
Oh,
no,
you think it would
not
be that good. Okay, well, all right.
I mean, if your pizza is like ham, mushrooms, and whipped cream, then perhaps not. But
well,
I'm assuming
that's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I like a nice veggie pizza, none of the pepperoni and the, you know,
right,
I mean, I
right.
like sausage and mushrooms, and then, of course, the whipped cream and the cherry. Yeah.
All right. I thought about this. Kale chips.
Nobody's going to bother that either.
Right, so you've got the pizza all to yourself.
You bet.
Kale, because you can eat it, yeah. And it makes you feel like you're eating healthy, but it's like deep-fried salty kale, so you've got that like kind of salty crunch on top of the cheese pizza.
Still nobody going to bother it.
Absolutely
yeah,
not.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Looks
like
ridiculous.
It's like a big do not disturb sign.
That's
what
exactly
it is.
What I
made
want.
Made out of kale.
I get pizza with chicken and broccoli on it. I think that's really good, and nobody else does, which is fantastic. Like,
yeah.
More for me. It's great.
Say, hey, is there any of that pizza left? And Brad says, every bit of it. Every bit of it.
I also like pineapple on pizza. I
do like the ham and pineapple.
Yeah.
So once
the
in
Hawaiian
a while,
pizza.
It's a nice little Hawaiian pizza. It's pretty delicious.
But that's a topping that normally is on pizza.
Kale chips
and
whipped
cream.
I mean, ham and
yeah.
pineapple goes together.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Kale chips and whipped cream, though, maybe not.
You haven't tried it, have you?
Haven't tried it,
you don't really know, do you?
You get the sweet, you get the salty,
I'll tell you this, I watch Iron Chef once in a while, and I saw the guy make ice cream, bacon-flavored ice cream.
Yeah.
And the judges went, I can't wait, this is going to be so great. And I thought, that sounds completely disgusting, but they were crazy about it.
Oh, yeah,
crazy about it, so you never know.
There's a place in Princeton, New Jersey. I went to Rutgers for grad school, and it's 20 minutes away from Princeton, mm-hmm. so we'd go down there every so often. There is an ice cream place in Princeton that has, you know, chocolate vanilla, but also some kind of weirder, more exotic flavors.
Right.
Asparagus ice cream. And we're like,
with the full effect of the asparagus?
You know,
might be TMI,
I can't remember that detail of the story.
Were
like, okay, sure, you YOLO, so let's get the asparagus ice cream.
Was it
delicious? Great.
Yeah. See,
yeah. You would never have guessed, but it was fantastic.
You could put pistachios on that.
Yeah.
The all green ice cream.
Pistachio ice cream is
there
good.
You go.
Asparagus ice cream, surprisingly also good.
And who thought of that,
good.
By the way? Let's put pistachios in it, turn it green. Who thought of that the first time? Somebody doing a Kids' Q question.
Somebody
That's
answering one of
say.
These questions.
Right.
Yeah.
Some skajaja nut said, hey, I got an idea. Let's throw these green nuts in the ice cream and see what happens.
And if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers or some great pizzas, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag Kids' Q or just forego all of that. If you have a great pizza, bring it by and we'll share it with you. Sure.